as the Scotties fall by a score of 21-14 here in their first district game of the season. And, Jeff, pretty good ball game you got considering the weather and conditions, but the difference in this game, the two kickoff returns for touchdown that Adair County had.
No doubt. I thought our defense played really well. Thought our offense, you know, besides turning the ball over a few times, and I'm sure a lot of it had to do with the wet conditions, but you know, those two kickoffs were killer. It broke our backs. I mean, I thought we played well enough to win the football game. But, you know, our kickoff team and all of our special teams has played pretty well all year long. And we just didn't break down, didn't execute. Obviously, we got out of our lanes and they returned, you know, two kickoffs back for us.
That one right before halftime was really kind of a punch in the gut, Jeff. You guys had just scored to get on the board. It was a one-touchdown ball game. You're trailing 14-7, and then Aiden Smith takes it back 80 yards for that score.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And we knew they had pulled everybody up. And, you know, I really believed, I thought Jared could kick the ball over their head, and he kind of got under it a little bit and didn't get it over their head. And then we've got to break down in that situation, do a better job tackling. But, you know, if you're going to be a team that's going to go somewhere down the road, you know, you've got to be able to cover kickoffs. And if you can't, I mean, you can't give the team the ball up here at the 50-yard line every single time and expect to win. So that's something we've got to correct and we got to do better. But proud of our kids' effort tonight, you know, without two starters that – have carried the bulk of our offensive load. And I thought our kids, you know, we had a bunch of kids playing both ways. I thought they battled all night long. And it was a tough physical game. And I thought we held up.
Hudson Gum, 6 of 8 through the air, 128 yards, 2 touchdowns. Obviously, in these kind of conditions, Jeff, you didn't want to go to the air any more than you had to, but Hudson did a good job when you went to the air.
He did do a good job. And that's, you know, and talking to Tyler, you know, the game, there was about 4 or 5 minutes left, and if we were going to have a shot, we're going to have to score and onside and give ourselves a chance to get the ball back and give us enough time to get down there and score again. I mean, that's how I looked at it. You know, it was nice to see us make some plays in those situations. You know, Hudson and Jaden did a really good job. And when Jaden gets out in open field, man, Jaylen's hard to tackle.
Yeah, I wanted you to talk about Jaylen Bradley a little bit because he had a big night as well. He had an interception on defense. It ended was a drive deep into Glasgow territory by Adair County. Had an interception in the end zone. Also had 3 receptions for 94 yards and a touchdown as well.
He did a good job. Played a really good game. You know, I can only think of one play, you know, the 5-yard stop out there. We didn't do a good job tackling on that early in the game. So when you go back and look at what our defense gave up points wise, it was a 5-yard stop that we didn't tackle well, that they run, and it's probably about a 30-35-yard touchdown pass that really was a 5-yard throw that we didn't tackle in space. And that's about all our defense gave up all night long. I thought our defense played really, really well, and you know, I can't be any prouder than them. Offensively, we knew it was going to be tough without Jarek and without Cameron in there, but we found a way. We found a way to score 14 points and give ourselves a chance. We had a chance to onside kick, and if we get that kick, who knows, but we didn't get it. But, you know, I'm proud of our kids' effort. Proud of our kids' effort. They really believed they could win the football game, and I thought they played it that way.
Something else I know you'll like to see, only one penalty for your team tonight, Jeff, for 5 yards.
Yeah, you know, there wasn't a lot of penalties thrown tonight. So, you know, again, that's you get certain crews, and last week there was flags everywhere, and this week there's no flags at all. So go figure.
Jeff, we appreciate your time. We'll see you next week at Franklin Simpson.
Thank you.
Scotty head coach Jeff Garman, his ball club falling here by a score of 21-14 to the Adair County Indians. Scotty's dropping to 3-3 overall, 0-1 in the district.